From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. What a difference a weekend makes. Wall Street rallied today in a big, big way following last week's devastating declines. The Dow surged and delivered the biggest one-day point gain in history. Traders on the floor of the stock exchange cheered as the Dow closed up 936 points, an 11% increase. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq posted similar huge gains. We'll hear more about moves in Europe and the U.S. to shore up the global economy in just a moment. First, we're going to talk to Jeremy Siegel. He's a professor of finance at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. Welcome to the program, Mr. Siegel.
Thanks for having me.
This is, as we said, a huge increase, 936 points on the Dow. What brought this on?
I think it is a little bit of just relief, the expectation that the world, central banks and governments are very serious about helping the banks and making sure that the financial system is intact. And I think that that hope is, has sprung this rally that we saw.
You know, I talked to a trader who was on the floor earlier today, and he said throughout the day, even as the numbers were going up, the floor seemed to be relatively calm. Is there a sense that we've already hit bottom, or perhaps a fear that the worst might still be ahead of us?
Well, I think that we've seen 500-point rallies disappear in the last hour, and I think everyone was holding their breath, and it did just trend down a bit around 230, but then picked up steam towards the close, and we had a strong closing for the first time in really weeks.
How do you view this? We hear a lot of strong language right now, massive meltdown, the worst crisis since 1929. Some are actually saying that this might be somewhat of a market correction. How do you view it?
I think this is the worst financial crisis since 1929, but the big difference is that we have the tools and we've learned from the mistakes of 1929. I think that's what all the governments are, in fact, saying. They say, we're not just going to stand by and let the financial system collapse. We're going to give all our resources towards doing that, and the central banks are doing the same to keep the lending function going. We need to do more. We just can't say we're getting together. We have to make sure the lending function continues. We have to continue to bring borrowing rates down. We have to ensure interbank deposits. We're not done yet, but there's an expectation that we are moving in the right direction.
Now, the stock market was open today, but the credit markets were closed, and the flow of credit has been causing this global financial turmoil. What might we expect for the credit markets when they reopen tomorrow?
I think there'll be a little bit of relief. In Europe, we did have the credit markets open. They're not celebrating the Columbus Day, and they were pretty normal. In fact, some of the panic that has driven a lot of investors to Treasury bills did subside. And so I think we're going to get a little bit of a bounce back towards normal credit markets tomorrow. But let me stress, we still have a lot to do, and we have to follow through on the promises.
Now, to the degree that people were experiencing a certain degree of panic, are we past that? And if the credit markets remain locked up, might that panic revisit Wall Street?
Well, we did have panic. We have something called the VIX index, which is a volatility index that reached really all-time highs Friday, and it eased off today. It measures the cost of insuring your stock portfolio, and that definitely did subside. But clearly, we've got to get the lending function going, and so this rally is dependent on success, and I think there can be success if implemented right. But again, we haven't finished the job yet.
We've been talking about Wall Street, the big financial institutions, the regulators and government. What about the folks on Main Street? What should they be doing right now?
Well, I think the folks on Main Street should be basically holding firm, and because we do have the tools to correct this. And certainly for investors, I was looking at some long-term charts, and what we saw last Friday was way off of all the trend lines. And the long-term history is keep yourself calm, keep yourself in the market. In the longer run, and I don't think it's going to be all that long to get us back on track, we're going to see a big recovery in stock price.
Jeremy Siegel is a professor of finance at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. Mr. Siegel, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.